Chapter 12. Distracted Driving. Today's technology has become tomorrow's worst nightmare. In 2013, approximately 3,154 people were killed and an estimated 424,000 were injured in motor vehicle crashes involving a distracted driver. Young people are especially at risk. In 2013, 10% of all drivers 15 to 19 years old involved in fatal crashes were reported as distracted at the time of the crashes. This age group has the largest proportion of drivers who were distracted. What is distracted driving? Texting or talking on a cellular device. Adjusting a radio, CD player, or MP3 player. Using a navigation system. Talking to passengers. Eating and drinking. Watching a video. Grooming. Reading. Did you know? Use of an electronic device while driving can distract drivers from appropriately thinking about the driving task, watching the road and surrounding environment, and keeping their hands on the steering wheel. Writing or reading a text message takes your eyes off the road for an average of 4.6 seconds. At 55 mph, that's like driving the length of a football field blindfolded. If you text while you're behind the wheel, you're 20 times more likely to be involved in a crash than a non-distracted driver. According to a 2014 special article in the New England Journal of Medicine, the risk of a crash or near crash among new drivers increased with the performance of many secondary tasks, including texting and dialing cell phones. What is one of the most dangerous distractions for a driver? Texting or talking on a handheld cell phone involves three different types of distraction that occurs at the same time. Visual. Taking your eyes off the road. Manual. Taking your hands off the wheel. Cognitive. Taking your mind off driving. The U.S. Department of Transportation is leading the fight to end distracted driving through a combination of tough laws, strong enforcement, increased public awareness. Arkansas has joined the fight by passing laws against distracted driving. 27511501 No Texting Law. 27511601 Fewer Distractions Means Safer Driving Act. Restrict cell phone use, only in emergency. Under 18 years of age, cell phone use is not allowed. The use of hands-free devices is not allowed. 18 years of age or older may use a hands-free device, even though it's not recommended to a cell phone while driving. 21 years or older may use a cell phone, but drivers should be aware it is never safe to talk and drive. What can you do? Make a pledge to protect lives by never texting or talking on the phone while driving. Be a good passenger and speak up if the driver in your car is distracted. Spread the word to your family and friends about the dangers of distracted driving. Get involved. For more information on distracted driving, visit www.distraction.com to get more facts, take the pledge, and download materials to run your own distracted driving campaign. Stay alert. Being a safe driver depends on you staying alert to your surroundings. The leading cause of a car crash is inattention. Look down the road, to the sides and behind your vehicle, and always be alert in case of unexpected events. At night or during certain conditions, for example, weather, it can be particularly hard to see, you need to use your headlights. Don't take your eyes off the road for more than a few seconds at any given time. Pull off the road in a safe area, if you need to look at your GPS or use your phone. Do not rubberneck. Definition: turn one's head to stare at something in a foolish manner. Drivers tend to rubberneck at crash scenes or locations where law enforcement officers may have a vehicle pulled over. Rubbernecking puts a driver in danger of a traffic crash when drivers take their eyes off the roadway. When drivers become distracted by roadside activity, it can cause traffic to become congested and can cause a traffic jam. Practice good defensive driving skills by being alert and by keeping your eyes fixed on the road ahead. Scanning the road ahead will help you see problems ahead, vehicles and or people that may be in the roadway by the time you reach them, upcoming road hazards or signs indicating directions. Looking ahead in order to avoid last-minute braking or the need to turn suddenly, you should look down the road at least one city block when driving in the city or 1/4 mile when driving on highways and interstates. You should be looking at least 15 seconds ahead. Keep in mind every time you stop quickly, it takes time and fuel to get your vehicle back up to speed. Avoiding last-minute decisions will give drivers behind you more time to react. Thinking ahead will not only help you but will help those driving behind you. Being ready for an unexpected situation will help to reduce your chances of an accident and make you a safe driver. Here is how to figure if you are looking 15 seconds ahead. 1. Find a stationary object, sign or telephone pole, near the road. Choose one as far ahead as you are seeing. 2. Start counting. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, etc. until you reach the object. 3. The number of seconds you have counted is the number of seconds ahead from the object you need to avoid. Looking to the sides, other vehicles or pedestrians may cross or enter your path at any time. Look to the sides of your vehicle to make sure no one is coming. Look before crossing intersections and railroad crossings. Drivers should look to the left, then to the right and back to the left. Always look a second time in the direction of oncoming traffic before crossing. Whenever there is activity along the side of the road, there is a good chance someone will cross or enter the road. Therefore, it is very important to check the sides on your vehicle when you are near shopping centers, parking lots, construction areas, busy sidewalks, playgrounds, and schoolyards. Intersections are places where traffic merges or crosses. Intersections include cross streets, side streets, driveways, and shopping center or parking lot entrances. Before entering an intersection, you should look left and right. Look a second time in the direction of oncoming traffic before crossing. You do not want to miss other vehicles or pedestrians crossing in your path. Before turning left at an intersection, look for oncoming traffic. If turning left onto a multi-lane street or highways, look for a safe space to enter into oncoming traffic. If stopped, look left and right, then take a second look in the direction of oncoming traffic before crossing. Before turning right, check for approaching traffic from the left and check for oncoming traffic turning left in your path. Do not begin to turn without checking for pedestrians, who may be crossing where you are turning. You may turn right on a red light, after making a complete stop, unless there is a sign prohibiting right on red. Drivers should never assume an intersection or crosswalk is clear. There are drivers who may become distracted or pedestrians who are not paying attention to the traffic controls and they could cross your path as you enter the intersection. Do not assume other drivers will obey the stop sign or traffic light, always check left and right. This rule is particularly important in the first seconds after a traffic light has switched to green. Pedestrians may try to cross quickly in your path or another vehicle might attempt to beat the light before opposing traffic enters the intersection. Make sure you can clearly see crossing traffic before entering an intersection. If stopped at an intersection and your view of a cross street is blocked, ease forward until you can see. Moving forward will allow the driver to see any approaching traffic. Looking behind, checking traffic ahead of your route is important, but you must also remember to check the traffic behind you. In heavy traffic, occasionally, watch your rear view and side mirrors to know where traffic is positioned. By checking your mirrors, you will be able to see rear traffic approaching too fast and vehicles following too close, which will allow you more time to react. Before making a lane change, you should be sure it's safe by using the rear view mirrors, sides mirrors, and look over your shoulder. Changing lanes. A lane change is moving from one lane of traffic to another, merging onto a roadway from an entrance ramp, turn lane, roadway entrance from the curb or shoulder. When changing lanes, you must check for any vehicles that are in your lane you want to enter. This means you must check the side and the back of your vehicle before changing lanes. When changing lanes, you should look in your rear view and side mirrors. Make sure there are no vehicles in the lane you want to enter and make sure no one is about to pass you. Look over your shoulder in the direction you plan to move. Your rear view and side mirrors will not allow you to see vehicles in your blind spots. Blind spots are the rear corners of your vehicle that block other vehicles not seen through your mirrors. When checking your blind spot, turn your head and quickly glance over your shoulder. Don't take your eyes off the road ahead for more than an instant. Traffic ahead could stop suddenly while you're checking traffic to the sides, rear, or over your shoulder. Use your mirrors to check the position of other vehicles when preparing to change lanes, merge, or pull onto a roadway. Then just before you move into the opposite lane, look quickly over your shoulder. Remember to look carefully for motorcycles, bicycles and pedestrians, which can be especially hard to see when you are entering the roadway from the curb or driveway. Slowing drivers should check behind them before slowing down. Allowing plenty of time to slow down will keep you from stopping suddenly or at points where a following driver would not expect you to slow, such as private driveways or parking lots. Backing, it can be difficult to get a clear view from behind your vehicle. When backing from a parking space or straight line, you should check behind your vehicle before you get in. Children or small objects cannot be seen from the driver's seat. Place your right arm over the back of the seat and turn your body, so you can look directly through the rear and side windows. Do not depend on your rear view or side mirrors, as you cannot see directly behind your vehicle. Back slowly. Your vehicle is much harder to steer while you are backing. Whenever possible, use a person outside the vehicle to help you back. Moving along steep inclines, drivers need to check traffic through the mirrors when going down hills or mountains. Vehicles often build up speed moving down a steep grade. Be alert for large trucks and buses that may be going too fast.